to Sanchez! What a finish!
Coach, Aguero made it! Manchester City won the Premier League!
Bring gems with no regard for human life!
Curry for three! What a night for Stephen Curry!
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale!
Manchester United have reached the promised land!
Can Manchester United score? They always score!
Don't wish, I'm glad you're just old. Can't we do, Evan? Get back, yo!
Cavaliers have just won the first NBA championship, both for England, in 40 years!
Bryant, for the win! Bam!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's Highlight Sports. I'm Billy. Now, let me have a brief introduction of today's program. This time in World Sports News, Billy and Ada will bring you the latest football and basketball news. First, there's the international derby between Barcelona and Real Madrid. In Premier League, Manchester City will meet Chelsea. If you want to know more about the news, then don't miss the Highlight Sports. In this week's Highlight Game, Steve and Kyrie will review the game between the Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors on December the 2nd. If you want to know what happened in this double overtime game, then don't miss the Highlight Game.
In Weekly 4C, Jade and Letty will foresee the game between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
In Your Man, Richard will introduce hockey to you, which is a very popular sport in Europe and America. In The Great, Inez will introduce you an NBA player who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, Kawhi Leonard, who is the Rookie of the Year and won the 2012 and 2013 NBA Championship while honored as the final MVP. Now, let's kick off with World Sports News. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back. I'm Billy.
Good evening, guys. I'm Anna.
Now, let's have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week. Brazilian football team Chapecoense Wednesday has been torn apart by Monday's plane crash in Colombia, which killed most of its players. The Golden State Warriors were bested in their most entertaining game of the season, finally losing their grip 132-127 to the Houston Rockets. Two Manchester City players sent off in bench clearing practice with Chelsea. Captain Sergio Ramos scored a stoppage time equalizer to retain Real Madrid unbeaten start to the season and denying Barcelona victory in a bad-tempered El Clásico. World champion Neil Rosberg has announced he has retired from Formula One with immediate effect.
The plane which crashed in Colombia, killing most of a Brazilian football side, had run out of fuel, according to leaked audio recording. Only 6 of the 77 people on board the plane survived. The team, Chapecoense, had been due to play a cup final in Medellin on Wednesday evening. Fans instead gathered to pay tribute. Thousands of people carrying candles and wearing white filled the stadium where Chapecoense was to have played Atlético Nacional. At the same time, Chapecoense fans held a tearful vigil at their home stadium in Chapeco, Brazil, which was wrapped in black ribbons. Both stadiums were filled to capacity.
It was a rough day for Manchester City, which lost 3-1 to Chelsea in a continuous game that saw two City players sent off in the final minutes of this match. The first player the referee showed a red card to was Sergio Aguero, which executed a dangerous tackle on Chelsea defender David Luiz to spark a fracas that cleared the benches. The second City player sent off was Fernandinho, who twice grabbed Chelsea star Cesc Fabregas by his throat and knocked him over the advertising board during the ensuing melee. With the Blues led his way, Chelsea currently leads the Premier League with 34 points. Manchester City, meanwhile, sits in fourth, 4 points behind the leader.
Barcelona's hopes of retaining the La Liga title were dented as a last-minute equalizer by Sergio Ramos salvaged a share of the spoils for Real Madrid in a bad-tempered El Clásico, clashing the Camp Nou setting. Luis Suárez's glancing header from Neymar's left-wing free kick put Barcelona ahead at the Nou Camp, But in a frantic ending, Cristiano Ronaldo went close before Ramos, headed home Luka Modric, free kick to earn a point for Zidane's La Liga leaders. Leaders Real remain 6 points clear of defending champions Barca after 14 matches.
If early errors did not doom the Warriors, they certainly came back to haunt them late in the regulations and in overtime. In the end, Kevin Durant's brilliance through 4 quarters and finished with 39 points on 28 shots was enough to save his teammates against James Harden, who recorded his 4th triple-double of the season to lead a Rockets squad that fought hard through the end. As Warriors coach Steve Kerr said of Houston's efforts, they played a great game. I thought they deserved to win. They outplayed us.
Nico Rosberg won his first world title on Sunday, beating Mercedes teammate Lewis Hamilton by finishing second in the final race in Abu Dhabi. I have climbed my mountain, I am on the peak, so that feels right, Rosberg said. But the 31-year-old German announced his retirement from Formula One after the race. While thinking about how hard winning that title was, doubtless his thoughts were also about what it would take to beat Lewis Hamilton to it again. He clearly felt that, at the age of 31, with a young daughter, he was not prepared to make those sacrifices again. All in all, it is a classy move from a classy man.
Well, that's all for this week's Sports World Series. See you next week at the same time.
Bye. Slumber party, no boys allowed. Bring out the dog, yeah, toys all reload. No time, no hurry, no toy reload. Can't believe that I found a girl.
Back from the edge, back from the dirt, back before demons took control of my.
Hello guys, welcome to today's highlight game. I'm your host Kyrie.
And I'm your host, Steve.
So, Steve, guess which game we're going to talk about today?
The game between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets.
Wow, you're so clever. How did you know that?
I watched that game. The extra time was magnificent.
For me, the same. I'm so surprised that the Houston Rockets could still win the game given the circumstances that Golden State Warriors won 12 games in a row this season and it's playing on their home court.
I can't believe it either. The way Team Houston Rockets, turning from a guest into a host, took the lead in the beginning. Harden's layups and assists to Ryan Anderson's 3-point shot helped the Houston Rockets get 13-4 at the first and forced Golden State Warriors to call a timeout early. After a short break, the Warriors came back and made a fast counterattack. They gained 9 points, coming up from the behind. Before the end of the first round, the Rockets were 2 points ahead of the Warriors, depending on Golden's 3-point shot.
But Golden State Warriors were not able to continue with their advantage. In the second round, the Houston Rockets got worked all over. Curry fouled 3 times and was replaced. He was fouled out. Then Green and Kerr made T foul because of not satisfying during the penalty. Houston Rockets took the chance, keeping a firm hand over the game. After the end of the first half, they ended up with 64-59 down to Ryan Anderson's shot.
And in the game that followed, the Rockets kept the lead. Harden made a 3-pointer to help the Rockets win 10 points ahead, risking Golden State Warriors' defense. Thompson and Curry's 3-point shots saved Golden State Warriors and narrowed the distance between the scores again down to 2. After 3 rounds, the Rockets took lead over the Warriors with 86-82 due to Beverly's 3-pointers.
Wait, are you saying that the Houston Rockets was going to win the game, wasn't it?
No, Ryan Anderson gained 7 points on his own by making 2 long shots, helping the Rockets gain 2 points of advantage. Mark Durant made fouls when he was attacking and hit 2 foul shots, dragging the game down to extra time.
It looks like in the last 12 minutes, both sides wanted to win, but both sides took turns to lead. It was really hard to tell which team was going to prevail.
I'd agree with you. In the first section of extra time, Curry made it a 1-3-pointer, helping the Warriors to take a lead. But it was Golden Show from downtown and Durker's reverse layup that helped the team turn the table around. Thompson tried his best to hit perimeter shots in a situation where their tactics were almost dead.
And in the second overtime, Curry made illegal offense. Meanwhile, Houston Rockets won the advantage because of Harden's three-pointers. And Green was punished because he lifted his feet so high, so that it kicked Harden's face in the attack. With Golden shooting, Houston Rockets gained 6 points advantage, making the victory acquired. Finally, Houston Rockets beat Golden State Warriors bravely and persistently, and end Golden State Warriors 12 games victories in a row.
Before this game, so I have to bring it up again, the Golden State Warriors won 12 games in a row, but the Rockets broke it. Earlier, the Houston Rockets just finished 5 road games. During that time, the Rockets gained 4 wins and a loss. Up to now, the Houston Rockets score in the season is 13 wins and 7 losses. According to Houston Chronicle, Coach Anthony in the interview said that he was very satisfied with their record in the 5 road games. At the same time, player Anderson thought there's still some space for Houston Rockets to improve in offense and defense.
And for Golden State Warriors, Curry didn't do as well as he had in last season due to his injuries, which led to ups and downs in his outside shooting. He wasn't in form simultaneously. In this regular season, the biggest problem of Golden State Warriors is the defense side. I just hope they can run and well and intense inside defense to be at their best. And that's all of this week's highlight game. Coming next is the weekly 4C. This is Kyrie.
This is Steve. See you next week.
See you soon.
Bye.
Good evening, our dear audience. Welcome to this week's weekly 4C. I'm Jade.
I'm Lati, and nice to meet you. NBA regular season has been going on for some time. Some teams got good results, while on the contrary, the other teams lost many games.
Right, it's always difficult to predict. For example, Cleveland Cavaliers is the best team now in the NBA, but recently it has a 3-game losing streak. Well, what I want to say is that it's still great.
Yeah, there are LeBron James and Kyrie Irving in the Cavaliers. I think James is the best in the field of basketball now. Oh, he reminds me of Kobe. When Kobe was in Los Angeles Lakers, that team seemed to be undefeatable. And yet, after he left, the Lakers is rapidly declining. Next Sunday, it will versus Cavaliers. I'm sure the Lakers will suffer a serious defeat.
To be honest, I don't agree with you. You know, though the Lakers lost many games after the legend Kobe left, in the season, the players do a good job. On November 23rd, the Lakers defeated Oklahoma City Thunder, and it even defeated Golden State Warriors.
But this doesn't mean the Lakers can be better than the Cavaliers. I know with Luke Walton's joining, the new guys in the Lakers have improved a lot. However, these small improvements cannot prove a thing. The players in Cavaliers are more mature. They play very well in these 2 years till now. Yes, I know that Cavaliers got 5 defeats in the NBA regular season not long ago, but above all, they rank first in Eastern.
Don't be that pessimistic, Liz. I believe the Lakers has the ability to defeat Cavaliers. Don't forget the miracles it had made. It's not only a team, it's a symbol of honor. It's a symbol of wonder. It's a legend. From the George Mikan-led Minneapolis Lakers team to the Showtime Magic Johnson teams, and then to Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant's destiny, one thing has been consistent about the Lakers. It's winning.
Well, the Lakers used to be the best, but it was water on the bridge. In contrast, the Cavalier is at his peak. James had had about 37 triple-double in NBA regular season and 11 in playoffs. He powered the team to a 93-89 victory over the Golden State Warriors in an electrifying Game 7 to complete an improbable comeback unlike any seen before and capture their first NBA championship. The Cavaliers became the first team to rally from a 3-1 series deficit in the best of 7 NBA Finals and win the title.
So, you think this time he will power the Cavaliers to win again?
Of course, defeating the Lakers will only be a step.
Well, it sounds that Lakers is very weak. But do you remember the Lakers won the NBA Final Champions no less than 15 times? That's the honor of the Lakers. I must say, after Kobe left this team for a long time, its performance failed to meet our expectation. But now, they bring a new beginning to the Lakers. Young players like Russell, Zubac, and so on has immeasurable potential.
Truly, they have the potential, but the game between the Lakers and the Cavaliers will be on December 18th, not in the far future. Thus, winner must be the Cavaliers.
Okay, let's watch the game on next Sunday. Then you will know who is the winner.
Okay, that's all for this week's Weekly 4C. See you next week.
See you. Next is Yo Man. Stay tuned.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Yo Man. I'm Rachel. In today's program, I will introduce hockey to you. Hockey is a family of sports in which two teams play against each other by trying to maneuver a ball or a puck into the opponent's goal using a hockey stick. In many areas, one sport, typically field hockey or ice hockey, is generally referred to simply as hockey. Games played with curved sticks and a ball can be found in the histories of many cultures, like in Egypt, in Ireland, in ancient Greece, or even in Inner Mongolia. By the 19th century, the various forms and divisions of historic games began to coalesce into the individual sports defined today. Organizations dedicated to the codification of rules and regulations began to form, and national and international bodies sprang up to manage domestic and international competition. Here are the three basic forms of hockey. Coming first is bandy. Bandy is played with a ball on a football field-sized ice arena, typically outdoors and with many rules similar to association football. It is played professionally in Russia and Sweden and is considered a national sport in Russia. The sport's international governing body is the Federation of International Bandy. Bandy has its roots in England in the 19th century, was originally called hockey on the ice, and spread from England to other European countries around 19th century. There are national club championships in many countries, and the top clubs in the world play in the Bandy World Cup every year. And field hockey is played on gravel, natural grass, or sand bases or water-based artificial turf with a small hard ball approximately 73 mm in diameter. The game is popular among both males and females in many parts of the world, particularly in Europe, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Argentina. In most countries, the game is played between single-sex sides. The governing body is the International Hockey Federation. Men's field hockey has been played at Summer Olympic Games since 1908, while women's field hockey has been played at Summer Olympics since 1980. Modern field hockey sticks are constructed of a composite of wood, glass fiber, or carbon fiber in a J-shape, with a curved hook at the play end. All sticks are right-handed. Left-handed sticks are not permitted. While field hockey in its current form apparent in mid-18th century England, it is not until the first half of the 19th century that it became firmly established. Field hockey is the national sport of Pakistan. It was once the national sport of India. Ice hockey is a common form of hockey in Western countries. Ice hockey is played between two teams of skaters on a large flat area of ice, using a 3-inch diameter rubber disc called a puck. It is the most popular sport in Canada, Finland, Latvia, and the Czech Republic. Ice hockey is the national sport of Latvia and the national winter sport of Canada. Ice hockey is played at a number of levels by all ages. The governing body of international play is the International Ice Hockey Federation. Men's ice hockey has been played at Winter Olympics since 1924, and women's ice hockey was added to Winter Olympics in 1998. North America's National Hockey League is the strongest professional ice hockey league, drawing top ice hockey players from all around the globe. The contemporary sport developed in Canada from European and Native influence. This included beer stick and board games similar to field hockey, bandy, and other games where two teams push a ball or object back and forth with sticks. Hockey also has many other forms, such as roller hockey, sledge hockey, street hockey, and so on. In recent years, hockey developed swiftly in China, especially the Chinese women hockey team. The girls even got a second place in 2008 Beijing Olympics. Well, friends, that is today's You Man. We will introduce more sports for you in the future. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Grace. I am Ines. I believe many of you like watching NBA games or soccer games, and there are many valuable players. Today, I'm going to introduce one of them to you. But differently, he's less popular in fame but more famous for his remarkable ability in defense. Or today, we shall say both defense and offense. He is the ace in the San Antonio Spurs, and we could say one of the future of NBA, Kawhi Anthony Leonard. Let's first see some basic information about him. Kawhi, born June 29, 1991, is an American professional basketball player for the San Antonio Spurs. He played two seasons of college basketball for San Diego State University before being selected with the 15th overall pick in the 2011 NBA draft by the Indiana Pacers. He was then traded to San Antonio on draft night. Kawhi won an NBA championship with the Spurs in 2014 and was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. He is a two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, having won in 2015 and 2016. The first season for him was the rookie year. After starter Richard Jefferson was traded to the Golden State Warriors for Stephen Jackson, Kawhi was promoted to the starting small forward position, while Jackson served as his backup. At season's end, Kawhi placed forward in Rookie of the Year voting and was named to the 2012 NBA All-Rookie first time. At season's end, Leonard placed fourth in Rookie of the Year voting and was named to the 2012 NBA All-Rookie first team. In the summer of 2012, Leonard was among several NBA up-and-comers chosen to play for the 2012 USA Men's Basketball Select Team. They trained with the Olympic team, which featured Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, and others. On 2013 and 2014 season, he won the NBA Championship and Finals MVP. Leonard helped the Spurs to a 62-20 record, the number one seed in the NBA, and was named to the NBA All-Defensive Second Team for the first time. The Spurs and the Miami Heat met once again in the NBA Finals on June 10, 114. In Game 3 of the series, Kawhi scored a career-high 29 points in a 111-92 victory. San Antonio went on to win the series 4-1. Kawhi averaged 17.8 points on 61% shooting, successfully limiting LeBron James, and was then NBA Finals MVP. He was the third youngest player to win the award, behind only Magic Johnson. From the beginning, we knew of him just because he has a fantastic ability to limit other players. Now we should regard him as a superstar, for he can do all things on the court. Despite his great defensive, he can also do well in scrambling for rebounds, for he has a great sense of rebounding. And if you often see his highlights, you will see him always pursue other schools or strictly block, unlike other stars who can sometimes score 40 or even more points. His data seems always stable. He's like assurance of the team. Now in the whole new season, we already appreciate his offensive, his jump shoot, his post up, of course his slam dunk. Okay, that's all for the grade. Stay tuned. Bye.
Cast producer
Yvette 李一飞
Broadcaster
Yvonne 刘思悦
Billy 刘浩鹏
Journalist
Manny 张端信
Rachel 荣苑廷
Letty 雷霆
Ada 徐阳 Ines 唐一周
Steve 赵月央
Kyrie 于浩明。
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。